this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt?
Put you on sports. The music just didn't want to stop. I don't know why. Hey, it is Sunday and it's Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in on, yes, this particular Sunday. We get some sports news that you can't get enough of. I'm going to get started in this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports. I may have and I may not have a lot to say, but, you know, let's give it a whirl here. Ron Gardenhire stepped down from his post leading the Detroit Tigers, affected immediately here. Gardenhire, Detroit Tigers announced before the matchup between the Cleveland Indians. All this came down around about 4:30 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. Quickly, the media was given heads up about a half an hour after that particular. A news conference was held announcing Gardenhire's immediate retirement. That happened Saturday afternoon again. He decided to retire after three seasons with the organization. He's only 62 years old. He's in his third year, as I just mentioned. This final year, by the way, of a three-year deal that he signed with the organization before the 2018 season. He has compiled a 132-241 overall record with the team since he's been with the Detroit Tigers. He said in his own words, he has to take care of himself, got to do a better job of it. He got grandbabies and kids. I need to take care of my wife. Gardenhire said via the press that particular afternoon around about, it's about 10 after 5 on Saturday. Very tough decision, but he had to do what is right for me. And you can't blame the guy there. He's dealt with on what he's had to work with. And that was no secret that Avila was tearing down the team. He was building it back up. It would take a certain amount of years for things to happen. I do believe in the fourth season of this particular build up, which would be the next 2021 season of Major League Baseball for the Detroit Tigers. You can feel that some changes will have to be made or some big moves there. We don't know what happened behind the scenes, and you can only believe what Gardy said about himself, and he's ready to go. Again, we don't know if there were previous contract negotiations or he giving heads up to that he may not be hired. I don't even want to go there. We'll take it for what it's worth, and we know that Lloyd McClendon has the rest of the season, six more games to go, and there we have it. McClendon was very successful last night on Saturday. He wins his first game as the interim manager of the Detroit Tigers. However, today was a different story. Matthew Boyd, Detroit left-hander, was perfect through four innings. And was pitching pretty well, but in the fifth inning, all all heck broke loose there. Well, the Cleveland Indians got four of them for three runs in the fifth, two more in the sixth, and that was the end of Mr. Boyd for the rest of the afternoon. Tigers are 22-30. They took a 7-4 loss against the Cleveland Indians this particular Sunday at Comerica Park. That's completing the four-game series and their season-ending series at Comerica Park this year. The rest of the games for the Detroit Tigers will be on the road. And maybe that will, you know, bring some kumbaya into the picture for the Detroit Tigers as they finish up the season. Number one, we do know they'll be finishing the season under 500. That is for sure. Definitely for sure. Under 500. Is it better? Who knows? And I'm quite sure before the week's end, and then some, we'll have conversation with the Detroit Tigers on this particular season, how they finish, and, again, how they'll go about their season next year. Well, today was NFL Day, boys and girls, and a lot of stars were hitting the dust here. Giants stars, Saquon Barkley, I watched him go down with a knee injury, and he was out for the game. The 49ers star, Nick Bosa, he was carried off the field with a leg injury. So was defensive lineman Solomon Thomas. He went down, too. Denver's starting quarterback. Yes, his starting quarterback apparently went out with a shoulder injury in the first quarter. He was placed by Jeff Driscoll there, Driscoll. Before he was ruled out the game. And we're talking about Locke for the Denver Broncos was the immediate starting quarterback for them. Cam Akers of Los Angeles Rams, running back, he went out. He was ruled out the game with a rib injury. Jimmy Garoppolo left the game with an ankle injury against the Jets. He was replaced by Mullins, but they seemed to be pretty well because last I looked, they were winning. In the meanwhile, the Detroit Lions Pro Bowl wide receiver Kenny Galladay injured hamstrings over 10 days ago, has yet practiced since. Matt Patricia said that he said that he was close to returning action, but he wouldn't be in return action this particular week. For a second week, he sat on out. Along with Galladay, Desmond Trufant, Joe Dow, and add to that, defensive tackle Nick Williams out for Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers because of shoulder injuries. Well, the Lions didn't wait until the fourth quarter to melt down in this particular game, boys and girls. They had, again, an immediate lead early in the game, only to see their rear end get kicked through the teeth, through the curve by halftime there, only leading by, or losing by 3 points there, I should say. Detroit just went downhill there. Aaron Jones broke a 75-yard touchdown run on first play of the second half, and immediately the meltdown started. Before that, in the half, it was stupid penalties left and right on defense, especially by number 25. You can look him up, boys and girls, and see who he was, because he really was very much so responsible for the Green Bay Packers' last rush for supremacy in that second quarter. But after that, the Lions just looked like a bunch of bozos there. Chatton Sullivan, he returned a Matthew Stafford interception for a touchdown early in the third quarter. It was just pitiful there. Pitiful indeed. Lions lost their 8th straight division game and their 11th straight overall. A 42-21 loss to the Packers at Lambeau Field. And it just looked particularly simple. But, you know, from what I saw, there wasn't too much to write home about. And I mean, if those particular four people that I mentioned before I gave you the story about the Lions' loss was immediate dividends, Well, hopefully they get well sooner than later. Because I see right now, if you're going to fire somebody, well, you know. Think about it, boys and girls. Think about it. National Hockey League there. Yes, the Lightning against the Dallas Stars for the Stanley Cup. That ought to be a dill pickle here of a game here, indeed, of a series. But Gary Bettman took a first sight of relief for the month when he presented the Stanley Cup. Maybe he'll get a full night's sleep, but the commissioner talked about having a full season, particularly next year. Him and his commissioner, Bill Daly, had more questions of their own to answer about next season, although he thought it would be very questionable to start about December the 1st as a tentative plan, but he will not waver to say that he may not be starting off the season until after January, and at that point want to maintain or get through a 82-game season. That's a lot of guts. There's a lot of guts by that guy here. But National Hockey League has looked pretty doggone good. I've been watching a whole heck of a lot of games there, and they all have been very, very interesting indeed for me. Today was the final performance of the Tour de France as rookie Todd Day's Poco Card won the cycling showpiece on this particular day on Sunday. He's a day from his 22nd birthday. He becomes the second youngest winner in the 117-year history of the event. Hey, what a deal. He's old enough to drink some champagne or some wine or get him a good shot of liquor and move on. Hey. Yes, and move on. The NBA, Denver playing the Lakers tonight. Okay, if you just want to watch some basketball, that's going to be a very interesting series. Mark my word on it. Not going to be a runaway. And, of course, in WNBA, the Aces of Las Vegas lost to the Connecticut Sun by a score of 87-62 today. That's going to be a goodie as well. Mark my word on that, as indeed. We're about at our wit's end on this particular Sunday's version of Butcher and Sports because I did mention the abbreviated version there. A lot of high school football. And we're going to talk in depth about the football season and some of the schools that had to delay, I say, because of COVID-19. We'll talk about that. Is it a good move? Is it a bad move? Every team is in the playoffs after the sixth game. So regardless of how many you win or how many you lose, every team in the state of Michigan this year will be participating in playoff action. So if you get a good streak going, regardless if you lost six games, by golly, you can kind of make the dash for Ford Field if that's what's going to upcoming there. Again, we'll talk more about that in particular when I get some stats and all this other good stuff there for you. That'll be cooked up for the Wednesday show. I'm quite sure we're going to be talking a whole heck of a lot of some football and again about the Detroit Tigers' immediate retirement of Gardy there on the Game Sports Show. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. At 1400 ESPN and Sue St. Marie, one of the co-hosts, guests, whatever, presenters, I don't know what you want to call me, but I mean, take your pick here. Along with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and also E.J. Russell on the back end of that. From 6 to 8 o'clock tomorrow, we surely will give you the best we got to give you in front of sports news and conversation that you want to hear and not be regretful of it here, of course. Detroit Tigers, this is their last week of baseball. After that, they can all go home and kind of get their stuff together on who's going to be the new manager of Detroit Tigers for opening season 2021? Will it be Lloyd McClendon, or will they just clean house for the Detroit Tigers? Because I see some wiles and flutters on that particular team that needs to be addressed. Detroit Tigers are not that very good when it comes down to offense there, although they got some young kids, very good kids there. But the aggressiveness is not there, and you can tell that throughout this particular 60-game season for the Detroit Tigers there. A lot of conversation on that as well, but we'll deal with that as days upcoming. I am practically done for right now here. I'm just telling you. You know, I would like to stay, but it's time for me to go. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check Butcher on Sports out on Facebook, boys and girls. Yes, you can. Butcher on Sports on Facebook. And also, you can catch me up on Podomatic. Yes, Podomatic.com. Type in SIMPLYBUTCHPOO.
Battery low.
Oh, boy. You can do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Hey, and also, you can check me out on the Gay Sports Show.
Mm-hmm. Battery low.
Oh, boy. Yes, the battery is low on a whole lot of stuff here for the Detroit Tigers. But again, my battery's low, too. Here, the GameSportsShow.com and the GameSportsShow.poppy.com. Hey, I'm out of here, boys and girls. The battery's low. Bye-bye. Hello.